The scripture I've chosen for this morning is from the book of Ecclesiastes from the Hebrew Bible. It's considered to be part of the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. So we read from chapter 4. Two people are better than one, for they get a better return for their work. For if one flags, the other gives support. But woe to the solitary person who falls and has no one to provide support. And if two sleep together, they keep each other warm. How can a person stay warm while alone? One alone is easily overpowered. Two provide protection for each other, and a rope of three strands is not easily broken. May God help us to take to heart this word from our Holy Scripture. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about abundance and what the abundant life that Jesus spoke about might look like. Many of you have looked at what kind of abundance is on your plate and what you might need to remove from your plate in order to experience more abundance in your life. This is actually a good time to explore what abundance looks like for us, considering many of us can't do the things we used to think of as essential to our health and well-being. We've been forced, in many ways, to determine for ourselves what living abundantly might look like. Some of us have been challenged to see any good coming out of this time. Yet many I speak to are experiencing a time of abundance and joy in spite of the circumstances, and some because of the circumstances. What brings us happiness and joy in life? What enriches our lives, makes them worthwhile? And what, at the end of our lives, will we say gave us the greatest sense of pleasure and purpose? These are the questions we ask ourselves when we're talking about a life of abundance. Last week, I said that a sense of purpose is necessary for us to live abundantly, to know the why of living, our particular reason for getting up in the morning. Today, I want to share what is perhaps the single most important source of abundance and joy in our lives that most people say is important to feeling like they're living an abundant life, and that is our relationships. Without relationships, pretty much everything else we do seems empty. Living only for ourselves quickly becomes boring and meaningless. It is in doing things for and with others that enhances all of our life experiences. Those who do not have meaningful relationships or who struggle to develop healthy relationships are probably some of the most compromised in terms of mental, emotional, and physical health. In fact, one of the greatest determinants of health is found in the quality of our relationships. One of the biggest complaints I hear from people through this past year is the isolation and loneliness that some people are experiencing, particularly our seniors. And that has led to significant decline in people's quality of life. This past week, I even had one senior tell me that they'd be willing to take the risk of possibly becoming ill in order to have more freedom to see family and friends. That's a statement not to be taken lightly, because our relationships matter a great deal. The writer of Ecclesiastes, widely believed to be King Solomon and considered to be a wise leader, expounded throughout the book of Ecclesiastes his philosophy on life and the emptiness of a life lived only for oneself. He said that it was meaningless, dust in the wind, without certain things to give life meaning, primarily meaningful work and relationships with God and with others. Now, one particularly category of relationship is very important to our lives and very rewarding. And I want to say a bit about that today, and that relationship is with friends. Besides our siblings, friendships are probably the most enduring relationships we will have over our lifetimes, many lasting longer than marriages, time with our children or parents, or any other relationship we enjoy in our time on earth. When King Solomon talked about two strands being better than one, he wasn't talking about marriage. He was speaking about relationships in general and how they enhance and strengthen us in our lives. I confess to being quite amused this past week when I went through a list of several relationships in the Bible, and I realized that the most healthy and robust relationships were friendships. Other relationships, like marriages or siblings or parents and children or children and parents, were fraught with more tension, perhaps reflecting real life. The most healthy relationships by far in Scripture are friendships. David and Jonathan, Elijah and Elisha, Jesus and his disciples, Paul and Barnabas, or Paul and Timothy. Friendship, loyal, lasting friendship, is essential to living and being well. I think one of the best things about relationships is that they file off our rough edges. I've said that for a long time now. Because they challenge us to be patient, understanding, and forgiving. They ask us to apologize when we're wrong, to be present and available when someone else is struggling. In a friendship, we need to set aside our own needs for the sake of another's well-being. And we have to be generous, self-giving, honest, and forthright. On the flip side, friendships give us the support and encouragement we need at times, and they make us face our own weaknesses when we are blind to what we are doing. Probably one of the most rewarding and saddest things I do in my work is to administer the Benevolent Fund on your behalf. It's rewarding because it's a good thing to be able to help people in need. It feels good, and it is good. But it's sad because by the time I see people, it's because they either have no one to call who can help them, or they've exhausted their relationships and have to seek support with strangers. It's tragic when people say that they don't have anyone in their lives who can or will help them for whatever reason. It really is not a good place to be when you think that you're completely alone in the world with no one to turn to, because this leads to a sense of despair, hopelessness, and depression. So how much do you invest in your relationships, particularly in friendships? Do you ever take the time to evaluate your friendships or how good a friend you are to others? We would do well to evaluate our friendships every once in a while and determine how to enhance the relationships we treasure, because they are going to see us through our toughest times and give our lives meaning when we have little else, as we're finding out these days. It's good to evaluate ourselves because we can't change others, but we can become the friend we would like to have. Being a good friend to yourself is also important. We need to learn how to treat ourselves like we would treat a close friend, because we're often far too hard on ourselves. What I want to do today is finish by listing 10 qualities of a good and loyal friend. Maybe it's time to take inventory of our own ability to be a good friend. Because if we're good friendship material, we will never lack for companionship. People want to be around people who exhibit these qualities. So here they are. First, a good friend is trustworthy. They will not betray a friend's confidence or abandon them when times are tough. They will be reliable. Second, a good friend is kind and honest. They're willing to tell the truth, even when painful, because they care. You have to remember the kind part, though. Motives do count. You can't tell a friend the truth in anger. You tell it in love. Third, a good friend is dependable. When they say they'll do something or be there, they will. Now, the reality is they'll sometimes let you down, and that's human. We can't always be there, but good friends will be able to talk it through without jeopardizing the relationship. Fourth, a good friend will be present and listen without having to fix. They will comfort, encourage. They will ask questions and clarify. They will let you cry, laugh, or rage. but they don't need to do anything but just be there for you. Fifth, a good friend knows your story. They take a keen interest in what's happening in your life, in the little details, and they check in to see how you're doing. And even if you're apart for a while, you can pick up right where you left off because you know each other that well. Sixth, a good friend is someone you can play with and who makes you laugh. It doesn't matter what age you are. You need to be able to laugh together. Number seven, a good friend is your equal and you're their equal. It's not really a mutual friendship if one is always the giver and one is the receiver. It has to go both ways. You are equals. Eighth, a good friend is loyal. They won't betray, belittle, or abandon you. Of course, you'll have your differences, and you'll always disagree. Well, not always, but you will disagree. And you will be angry with each other at times, yet you care enough to work it out. Number nine, a friend puts in the time and energy to maintain the relationship. Of course, there are always ups and downs, and the energy goes back and forth. Sometimes one person will put a lot into it, and then it'll switch. But if the effort is all one-sided, the relationship will eventually slide off the rails. Then it's a mission or ministry, but it's not a friendship. And finally, a good friend doesn't judge. Yep, they will question or challenge or disagree at times, but in the end, friends accept each other for who you are. They love each other unconditionally as imperfect human beings. So how are you doing in your friendships? What would you like to do to enhance the quality of your relationships? Because it takes time, and yes, it does take effort. All relationships do. Solomon said, a rope of two strands is better than one, and three is even better. Our lives are not full or complete and often not worthwhile without the relationships we cultivate. When we have significant people in our lives, we are more than blessed. We are encircled and loved. We are embraced and cared for. And that is the best thing in the world. Remember, God is all about relationship. In fact, the whole universe is intimately tied together by God's eternal love. So there's no better time than now to work on those vital relationships. Maybe even reach out today and tell someone special how much you value and appreciate them. Because that kind of time and effort will never be wasted.